Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cotton Nash. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball four. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from French and he is safe. Alomar steals third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from French and he is out, Coggins applying the tag. One out. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nash moves to third. Causey moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is walked intentionally. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nash scores. Causey scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cullen moves to third. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to second. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Horlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Epstein moves to third. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Epstein scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1. White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nash hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bossman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nash juggles the ball. That's an error on Nash. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from French and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Epstein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Howard strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Tommy John now pitching. Paul Casanova pinch hits for Jim French. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen pinch hits for Dick Bossman. Bob Locker now pitching. Dignan pinch hits for Hank Allen. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. McMullen moves to third. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McGraw. McMullen scores. Nan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nan scores. Stroud moves to third. Coggins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2. Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Casanova now catching. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Casey Cox now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Causey trying to get to third. Valentine throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Causey for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alomar. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Casanova moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Senators. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Jones now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Stroud reaches third base with a triple. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The slide. Josephson applies the tag. Stroud is out. Two outs. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Dick Lines now pitching. Ken Berry pinch hits for Pete Ward. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.